Twitter will no longer remove hacked material unless it's directly shared by hackers or those working with them. Twitter and Facebook both limited the spread of a story which cited unverified emails from Joe Biden's son that were reportedly discovered by allies of the president.
Fox, John Decker, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Exciting forecast because we get our first taste of some really true fall air this weekend. That cold front we've been telling you about all week is sweeping through the state today. You'll feel a noticeable change. Today will be a breezy day, cool, high temperature up to about 72, gusty northerly winds. Jacket weather tonight, clear skies, chilly. The overnight low temperature will fall to the mid-40s by dawn. Tomorrow and Sunday, nearly perfect, abundant sunshine, low humidity. 74 tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night, upper 70s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The State Department of Public Health reports more than 148,000 Alabamians have tested positive for COVID-19. Health officials say close to 2,600 people have now died. Statewide hospitalizations are now at 844. Montgomery police are investigating the death of a toddler as a homicide. Police say 2-year-old Cole Cherry was taken to the hospital after being physically assaulted last Friday. The child later died. 25-year-old Isidore Holliday Jr. is now charged with capital murder. And the city of Montgomery has big plans for Garrett Coliseum. The city plans to do $20 million in renovations to not just the Coliseum, but also the barns on the property. City leaders say the goal is to start construction in April of next year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Ernest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents A Social Distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st from 1 until 3. David Ernest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details. Or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's parking lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I knew it was a big threat. At the same time, I don't want to panic this country. I don't want to go out and say, everybody's going to die. Everybody's
going to... Isn't there a middle ground? You don't have to mislead, but you can...
No, there's not a middle ground. You have to be safe, you have to be vigilant, and you have to be smart.
Besides, you ain't black. What do you have to say to young black voters who see voting for you as further participation in a system that continually fails to protect them?
Well, I say, first of all, as my buddy John Lewis said, it's a sacred opportunity and right to vote. You can make a difference. If young black women and men vote, you can determine the outcome of this election. Not a joke. You can do that.
Mr. President, what will you and your administration do to better prepare our law enforcement officers to work in collaboration with the communities that they serve and also to protect the lives of innocent Black and Latinos from police brutality and injustice?
Right. I fully understand the question, and I saw everything that you saw over the summer, and it was a terrible thing to watch. And some people don't like it when I say it, but a lot of people agree. I have done more for the African-American community than any president, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. We're in the second hour of the show on a Friday. And then Joey and I will be out of here at 3 o'clock. Woo. Big plans for the weekend. Great football. Great weather. Can you say fire pit? Benji can say fire pit. Benji's going to get his little marshmallows out there and cooking them, you know, marshmallows for the fire pit, having a good time. Maybe Milo the cat will come in. He can chase Milo around, all having a good time. But I'm excited about this weekend because I'm going to work more on my finances because of the money that I'm saving with Mortgage Corporation of the South. Yeah, let me tell you what I did is, as a financial advisor, I incorporated saving money on my mortgage into my financial plan. Not that I'm ever going to really retire, but so I'm trying to accumulate and build wealth and pay off debt at the same time. Do it equally. I'm not one of these that say pay off all your debt and that solves your problem. You have to build wealth and pay off debt. Mortgage Corporation South is helping me do that. 567-9000. They can do it for you. Let's say you're a VA. You have a VA loan. They probably can save you enough money to save that money and put it away towards wealth building. Wealth building. That's what it's all about. Let's say that you've got a home and your interest rate's kind of high. I would give them a call at 567-9000 and find out what they can save you. It was amazing the amount of money that they saved me. Now, I've got a pretty expensive house, but and I consolidated other things into it, but they took care of it. NMLS number 232-876, an Equal Housing Lender Mortgage Corporation of the South. Larry, you're up to bat, my friend.
Well, good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Well, first of all, my birthday is 423. I'd like to get on both of the drawings, if I could, please.
What do you say, Joey?
We'll allow it, Larry.
He said yes.
Okay. All right, well, I'm a first-time caller, but I got a question. All of this is going on about the Coliseum.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You brought that. You know your name gets to be put in twice for Sweet Creek Farm Market since you're a first-time caller.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 66-year-old truck driver.
Well, I'm a 66-year-old talk show host.
Yeah, one of these days I'll figure out what I'm doing, you know.
There you go.
So, but anyhow, about the Coliseum.
Yep.
Now, is Stephen Reed going to try to take all the claim for this and try to get his name put on that, being it's turned over to the city?
I don't think he would do that.
Well, I understand he's still upset about his daddy's name being taken off the Accudome, but, you know. So, anyhow, that's what I just needed to know and all. And so,
I don't think that Stephen Reed would even do something like that.
Well, I guess we'll find out, huh?
Well, particularly, yeah, in the fullness of time. Particularly that Joe Reed had a connection to Alabama State University. Joe Reed has no connection to Garrett Coliseum, other than he might have walked through there going to the fair one time.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I'll let somebody else talk to you then, and I enjoy the show and all. I listen to it as much as I can. You know?
Thank you, Larry. Okay. Listen in. We do the drawing at 2:30 today. Mate.
Hey, Dan, Joey. Happy Friday to you guys.
How are you in this TGIF edition?
Man, I'm doing great. Hey, but I just tuned in. But first of all, I want to just praise God for your recovery, man. That's first and foremost.
Thank you.
Want to get that out there. Hey, I got to ask you this. I mean, okay, so I remember like 10 years ago, Dan, telling some of my liberal friends or people I knew that talking about the bias in the mainstream media. And they used to look at me like I was crazy. And that was, again, you know, years back. And here we are today. Did you ever think it would be, you know, so to the point it is now where it's so obvious they just don't care anymore? I just, you know, it's just unbelievable to me what has gone on. And now, of course, we didn't have the, you know, the Twitter and the Facebook. Well, we had it, but it wasn't, you know, as huge as it is now. But now on top of that, so these guys, this, I do have a question. So these guys are, they are going to come to to Congress, and the Twitter, Jack and Zuckerberg are coming to a hearing, right? Correct?
I haven't seen that they've accepted it yet. They've been issued the subpoena yet.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. All right. I was wondering if, I know Twitter came out and said they're going to change some of their, I'm like, wait a minute, that's just too little too late. But anyway, I just didn't, it's just hard to believe where we are today, you know, with a bias and don't even try to hide it anymore. I mean, I know I'm stating the obvious. Obviously, it just blows me away when I look at it now. And I know you've been doing this. You know what I'm talking about. It's just unbelievable.
It's
hard to describe.
Yeah, they talk among themselves. They think that they can get away with it, and the reason they will get away with it is because the media will not do their job. The media is the problem here. Trust me.
Yes.
If the media was doing their job, not half of the crap we're putting up with right now would be going on.
Oh, absolutely. I concur 100%. It just blows my mind where we are today, or where the media is today. Let's put it that way. So. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. It's shocking. This is shocking to me. But, hey, I would love to get into both of those drawings, if it's possible.
Marty, give me your month and day of birth.
2/3.
That's easy enough. You're in. We do that drawing from 2:30 to 2:45 today.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy. Elizabeth.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm great. Are you a happy girl today?
I am. We love listening to you in Pike Road, Alabama.
Well, that's good.
Yes, I love hearing you stand up for what you do, because I can't stand the media otherwise. You're the only one I listen to.
So you're the so Joey, at least we have one listener in Pike Road now. Well, Steve Searcy's there.
Oh, you got a bunch.
So that's two.
Mm-hmm.
That's two.
Yes, and I just wanted to thank you, and I wanted to see if I could get in on the drawing today. I love Reed and Sweet Creek, and I don't know as much about the
Corporation South.
MCS, yes, I know their name, but I don't know as much, but I'd love to be entered and see if they can help me out.
Well, we can do that. We can put the fix in for you. Give me the month and day of birth.
9/28.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What is your favorite thing at Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Oh, I like their salad.
Their
broccoli salad. Yes, I'm a flexitarian. If I could get away with not eating meat, I would. But you know, I have five kids and we have our own business, so we do what we have to do. But I love their salad.
What type of business do you have?
We are a wholesale nursery. We grow flowers.
Oh wow!
Started it from nothing, so we love small business owners.
That is great. So you started literally from nothing. Do you do the big stuff or the little stuff?
Both.
No
order's too big and no order's too small.
But I mean, like, do you do like full grown, you know, type plants like that you would see on big real estate properties?
Yes. So like we do big hanging baskets, small hanging baskets. Our bread and butter is landscapers. So we target landscapers that put flowers in at neighborhoods or neighborhood entrances, so things that you change out seasonally. So that's what we do, and it's called Leatherwood Nursery, and we're just blessed and I, you know, just love being self-employed, so.
I like that. I love entrepreneurs that really start from nothing and build it into something. And it sounds like you and your husband have quite an enterprise.
Thank you. We are just only by God's grace, but we go after it.
There you go. That's exactly it. The blessings of the Lord. Elizabeth,
that's right.
I've got your name in. We're doing that drawing. When do we do the drawing, Elizabeth?
2:30 to 2:45.
That is it. You listen in.
I love your show and keep up the great work.
Thank you, my dear.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Craig, I love callers like that. Craig, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How are y'all doing today?
Great.
Hey, got a question or a comment about the polls.
Yep.
You know, I understand that Trump lost the polls last year, but he won that final tally that mattered at the end.
The electoral
vote,
yeah.
My thing is this. You know, they said last year that you had so many people who were afraid to say that they were Trump supporters when they did the polls, but they went in and voted anyway. This year, it has been so crazy. So it's really not out of the realm of possibilities that people are thinking, hey, if I tell these folks that I'm going to vote for Trump, how do I know they're not going to sell my location and phone number information out to the liberals and really get me tore up? I don't trust any of that polling stuff.
Yeah, and I'm going to go over the polling.
I can think of cooking cabbage. I can just think it in my mind, and all of a sudden 500 things appear. You know, on my feed of how to cook cabbage. I'm like, really? So, I mean, the thought of them getting rid of them, selling the information of who's supporting and who's not, especially in the larger cities and people being harassed, I wouldn't risk it. I'm talking to some stranger.
You would not be the only one.
I mean, is that out of the realm of possibility?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Though, if you're just thinking about cooking cabbage, I would take the cranial nodes off of your head, and then it'll be a little better.
And if you see a little green man on your shoulder while you were thinking cabbage, I'd get rid of him immediately.
No, but Dan and I have both talked about this.
The best way to do it is wrap it in bacon and throw it in my smoker and let it cook. That's the best way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
We've both definitely seen the targeted ads before, though. It can be a little freaky at times.
Yeah, it is kind of freaky.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But, guys, y'all have a wonderful day and enjoy your weekend because I got big plans.
What you going to do? Share.
Absolutely nothing.
You're not watching any football? You're not watching any foosball?
I'm not doing. Oh, yes. If I can do that from my recliner, I'm going to do it. Man, I'm resting this weekend. I have been going. We got four kids, and I have been going nonstop. And I told my wife, unless that recliner blows away and I happen to fall out of it in the middle of the tornado, I don't plan on getting out of it very much.
There you go. Bucket Angel for you. Craig, thanks for tipping the call. Going to go to a break. Bo coming back to you after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Get the best prices with a once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase before October 31st and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Until it's Friday, my headphones or batteries running down a little bit. So we better hurry up with the show. Let's go to the phones and go to Bo. Bo, News Talk Radio. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Dan. This is the first time I've ever called, so if I seem a little nervous, I'm sorry.
Don't be nervous. First of all, as a first-time caller, your name's going to go in twice into the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing that we're going to do at 2:30 to 2:45 today. What's your month and day of birth?
October the 30th.
October the 30th. The boy's got a birthday coming up. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Bo.
Well, I'm in the exterminating business. And my wife and kids, all my kids are about gone. I'm about to be an empty nester completely. Me and my wife don't know what to do with each other.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And all the money you save.
Yeah, just I heard the, that. I've already started to see that.
Just the not buying milk. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's
right. I had a question for you.
Sure.
On, if it appears that if Joe Biden gets in there, they're going to get rid of him, Kamala Harris will be the president. Well, how do they choose the vice president if he goes to be the president?
Great question. The acting president of the United States nominates a vice president, and the House and the Senate both have to approve it.
Has Hillary got a chance of getting in there at it?
Could you see Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris together?
I think
they'd kill each other. Now, I would say, if they want to do, now they're doing the WWE SmackDown Wrestling has started again, Joey, on Fox, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I would put Kamala and Hillary in a SmackDown fight. And maybe put a knife and hide it somewhere in the ring.
In a steel cage.
Steel cage. Hide it somewhere in there, and whoever gets it first, they get it.
Yeah, we'll have a good old Southern wrestling knife on a pole match.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Who can climb up the pole and get the knife first?
So I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think that Harris is a little smarter than that. She's going to want somebody wimpy, somebody she can slap around, somebody who won't make her look bad, somebody to lie for her. That's what she needs. Actually, that sounds like Hillary Clinton. Sorry, I screwed that one up.
Yeah, I was just afraid Hillary was trying to sneak around by being a little quiet to try to get to the presidency in the back door. No. Just said no.
That would be way too much estrogen in the White House.
I heard that. Wouldn't it, though? All right, well, I appreciate you.
Okay, Bo, now let me tell you something. I'm putting your name in. I'm putting it twice in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
No, sir. I hadn't been there.
You have not been to Sweet Creek?
No, shame.
You got to go down there, my friend.
All right.
It's the best place going.
I heard that.
If you had kids, I would suggest that you take them down there. But since you don't have kids, you just go down there.
No, that sounds good to me.
We'll try to find some kids for you today down there. Well, Bo, we're going to do that drawing, so listen in, my friend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All
right. Can we fit Jeff in?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
That's right. Happy Friday, guys. Enjoy your afternoon, and tomorrow's going to be really nice.
And let me tell you, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to ask you if you got happened to see the Politico interview with ex-Mayor Giuliani last night.
I did. Well, I've got the one. I saw the one last night. I got a recording of the one this morning, which I'll play for you sometimes in the show today.
Okay, what an amazing story. I tell you, if you're out there in the radio land and you haven't seen that, pull it up and watch it. It is really revealing.
We will. We'll give it to the audience. Let me tell you something. Some young reporter needs to cut their teeth on this. They need to call Rudy Giuliani, get the information, and write a story about it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody could really, really further their career if they would do so. Second thing I wanted to ask you was, why is Kamala Harris not getting the presidential-type questions that Biden is? Because in the next, if he happens to win the election, which I don't think he will, she will eventually have to take over the presidency due to his cognitive ability. She's not getting questions necessary about being president if she is moved up into that position.
Well, if you think about it, neither is Joe Biden.
No, that's true.
I mean, let me tell you, the vetting process that normally the media does, they're not doing on Biden or on Harris.
I can understand why Joe Biden is not getting them, but I can't understand why Kamala Harris is not getting them.
Well, because they don't want to damage her. She's the first African-American female VP nominee, and they want her to be there and be the first ever in office.
So sad that she had to be nominated by default for self-preservation. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
A pleasure, my friend. A pleasure. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Exciting forecast because we get our first taste of some really true fall air this weekend. That cold front we've been telling you about all week is sweeping through the state today. You'll feel a noticeable change. Today will be a breezy day, cool, high temperature up to about 72. gusty northerly winds. Jacket weather tonight. Clear skies, chilly. The overnight low temperature will fall to the mid-40s by dawn. Tomorrow and Sunday, nearly perfect. Abundant sunshine, low humidity. 74 tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night. Upper 70s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228. That's where we are on a Friday. You know what? When you get your shots in, well, you better call. Amy did. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to sweet Amy. Amy, how are you today?
Yes, I'm great. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I just love to listen to talk radio, especially when I'm in the car and what's going on with Reed Ingram's Sweet Creek that I'm very close to.
There you go. Sweet Creek's a great place.
Love Sweet Creek.
I like that. Me too.
So what's the deal with Sweet Creek now?
What do you mean?
You're giving away something?
Yeah, we're giving away two bricks and a water. we give away every Friday a $60 gift card to Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Ooh, that'd be wonderful.
You want to give me your month and day of birth?
2/9.
Amy, we do that drawing from 2:30 to 2:45 today. Will you be listening
in? All right. I will be in Snowden, and I will be listening in.
Good girl. Amy, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you very much.
Sure. I could see how that call was going, where it was going to go, how it was going to end up.
I was a little interested. I know you were joking, but two bricks and a watermelon? Sounds like a good time.
Fun to have by all. It's Friday, yeah.
Yeah, a 9-iron, some ice chips, and a stuffed buffalo, and we could have some fun.
Nobody gets hurt. Everybody has fun. Okay, so early voting, part two, absentee ballots rejected.
In 2006, the Supreme Court weighed in with something called the Purcell Doctrine, which says election rules should not be changed close to an election. It does not, however, define how close is too close.
The voters need certainty.
Republican Tim Moore, Speaker of the House in North Carolina, filed the witness signature lawsuit, arguing the rule reduces fraud and procedures shouldn't be changed so late in a campaign season.
Whatever you start with, those are the rules. You don't change the rules midway through the game.
Just this week, a federal judge upheld the witness signature requirement, which meant Hassan Hakim's absentee ballot was invalid.
My ballot got rejected, so I'm here to vote again in person this time.
So yesterday, he headed to his local early voting center to cast a new one, and did so successfully.
Do you feel like this election is more important than other elections in your life?
Yes. This one is more important than anyone I haven't seen yet.
By any measure, Hakim was an attentive, you might even say tenacious voter. He was tracking the process throughout, and now he knows his vote is in and it will be counted. But all these rule changes and lawsuits raise questions about voter access and the quality of voter education. In North Carolina, data shows that the percentage of black absentee ballots that have not been accepted is nearly 2.5 times higher than white voters' mail-in ballots.
Sorry for replaying that. I thought we had not played it.
Likewise.
But sometimes we mess up. Not often, but sometimes we do. So let's kind of get into some of these numbers that I wanted to share with you guys.
Oh, yes.
So, this is a pretty extensive little report that they did that I kind of melted it down to more layman-type level. And what we're doing is we're going to take several states here that are key states. And you all have heard that a percentage of Biden voters are voting for Biden because they're voting against Trump. And the question is, will those people show up at the polls? So I'm going to go through and do some state by state and take these numbers apart for you. So listen in carefully here. So Biden, Wisconsin. Biden, 50% of the vote. Donald Trump, 46% of the vote. So the Biden base, in other words, when they ask the person, you're voting for Biden, are you voting for Biden because he's the best candidate, or are you voting for Biden because he's running against Trump? 12 people out of that group, or what is equivalent to 24% of his vote, are voting for Biden because they're for him. That's not many. So vote Biden against Trump, 37.5% of the people are voting for Biden against Trump. So let's say 90% of the Biden voters who are voting for Biden against Trump, 90% show up. That means the race would be 46 for Trump, 45.75 for Biden. So in other words, anything under 90%, then Biden will lose Wisconsin based on the numbers that we have right now. Also, an interesting thing is one of the largest groups of people that are voting for Biden against Trump are female, white, college educated. And how many of those will show up? So let's now go to Minnesota. 51 for Biden, 45.5 for Trump, which means that Biden has a base vote of 12.75, and they're using a factor of 25% versus 24 in Wisconsin. 25% of the voters in Wisconsin are voting for Biden because they like Biden. That means that the Biden vote against Trump is 38.25. If you take 85% of that vote, 85%, then that means Biden comes out with 45.25 to Donald Trump's 45.5. So anything under 85% means that he should win Minnesota. And what I'm trying to get down to, the whole point of why they're doing this, is that they go, when somebody's saying, we're voting for somebody because we're against somebody, we don't know the likelihood of them turning out. We don't believe it's 100%, but the question is, what percentage is it? So they took every number and they looked at, what if it's 90%? What if it's 85? What is 80? 75? 70? If any of them, if you're under 85%, basically Trump won, which could spell for some real interesting numbers. Pennsylvania, a very major state there, 52-45 for Trump. 52 Biden, 45 Trump, meaning that Biden's base is 13, and that's another 25% of the voters who are voting for Biden are voting because they like Biden. 39 of the voters that are voting for Biden are voting against Trump. If 85% of the voters who are voting against Trump and voting for Biden, if 85% of them show up and vote, then the race will be 44.2 to Trump's 45, which means he would win Pennsylvania. Then you kind of get into the states that are a little more towards the Trump liking. And this is using a number which I think is a little off. Biden at 49 in Ohio, Trump in 48. The base for Biden is 13.25. That's based on a 27, one of the highest number of people that are voting for Biden are voting for Biden because they like Biden, which means that 35.77% are voting for Biden against Trump. If he gets 95% of those people, 95, then that means that Trump wins 48-47.25. That's a pretty big number. Now, the undecided, it depends on how undecided break. We're going to listen to Lee Carter talk about that. But undecided should break the way the electorate is breaking, which means that he still wins. Florida, where Biden and Trump are neck and neck. Biden base at 28% of Biden's vote, 49%, are voting for Biden because they like Biden. That's 13.75. The vote for Biden against Trump is 35.28. If 95% of the people show up and vote, Trump still wins 49-47.25. That's some pretty good numbers.
Wow.
Iowa, which is kind of an interesting one, Trump at 49, Biden 49, Trump at 50. He would have to get over 95% of the vote to beat Trump in Iowa.
Now,
they've got Trump in a dead heat in Iowa. I think that we're going to find when we look at next week's numbers on Monday that Trump has pulled ahead in Iowa and pulled ahead in Florida. So I thought I'd pass that on to you because that's the kind of stuff I'm looking at. They do a lot of statistical analysis. I'll be honest with you, they throw their hands up and say, we don't know. When someone says, we're voting for somebody because we are against someone else, we don't know the likelihood of that person showing up and vote. Now, I mentioned that white, female, college educated were one of the groups that this really hit big with. They are normally pretty big voters. They normally get out and vote. But are they going to get out and vote at an 85-95% level? And the answer is, I don't know. Let me go to the phones and let me go to Charlotte. Charlotte, welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for years and years and years.
Well, Charlotte, give me your month and day of birth.
September 15th.
September the 15th?
Uh-huh.
Well, Charlotte, you've been listening for years and years. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I consider myself very conservative.
Me too.
Anyway, I'm married, older lady, and about to retire pretty soon. But anyway, I love listening to you guys.
Well, thank you. What are you retiring from?
United Way.
Oh, great organization.
Yeah, I've been here about 9 years. So,
wow.
Anyway, so
great group of people.
I'm going to try to hang in another year or so.
One more year. You can make it, Charlotte.
Yeah, I know. The reason for my call today is I figured you could answer my question because you are so good at informing everyone. You know, election day is on November the 3rd. Okay, my husband went to the doctor today, and they scheduled him for an outpatient procedure, he actually has to go in and spend the night. And is it too late for him to do an absentee vote ballot thing, or?
No, you can.
Where do we go? What do we do? Because he's got to vote.
He does have to vote. Is the procedure going to take him out?
Yes. Okay. He has to stay overnight in the hospital.
But is that going to be on Election Day?
Yes, November 3rd.
Oh, wow. Bad timing. Yeah. Let's,
That's what I wondered.
You can call the Secretary of State's office and ask them what you need to do to get an absentee ballot.
And also you can go to SOS, Secretary of State, SOS.alabama.gov. And it's the first thing at the top.
And you can sign up for an absentee ballot there?
Yeah, it gives you all sorts of information about how to do it.
Okay,
sos.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am. It's sos.al. Okay. It's A-L, it's not Alabama.
It's Alabama or A-L. Either
okay.
Works.
Okay.
So good luck with that, Charlotte.
Okay, thank you so much.
Wait. We're putting your name in for the drawing.
Oh, good. For Sweet Queen. I went to Sweet Queen on my birthday, just a couple of several weeks ago, and it was wonderful out there. I loved it.
That's great. So you've been there before?
One time, yes.
Well, we're going to put your name in twice. How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
So you have an increased odds of winning now. Are you going to share this with your husband?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Probably so. Yeah, probably so. Yes.
See, the husbands say, absolutely, I want to spend the night in the house tonight. Wives are kind of like, I'm not sure if I'm going to tell them or not. Charlotte, thank you. Listen in 2:30 as we're going to do the drawing.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Charlotte. Bye-bye. Mike, coming back to you after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey girl, what
the Dan Morris Show.
Dancing alone every night while Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Twice on the mic.
Let's go to the phones and go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really good. And you?
Well, I don't know if I'm doing as good as you, but I'm doing.
That's good.
Okay, so anyway, those numbers they were throwing out there a few minutes ago are kind of scaring me. Do they know how many registered voters are in each state?
Yes.
Okay, so with all these mail-in ballots, will they be able to tell with the walk-in voters if there are so many mail-in ballots that it shows that more people that are registered to vote voted, that maybe they'll throw them out if they're all for Biden, that is clearly cheating on the election?
Well, you can't throw out a series of votes just because they all voted a particular way. You would have to show that there was something wrong with it. But the way it's supposed to work is this. is if you ask for an absentee ballot, then they send you an absentee ballot, and there's a mark that says, we sent this person absentee ballot. Does not take them off the rolls. If they return that absentee ballot, then they go through and they mark you off the roll. And so if you show up at your precinct, you cannot vote because you are shown that you've already voted.
Right, but I'm talking about these mail-out ballots that were not requested.
Yeah, I hear that. And that is when they come back in, they're supposed to mark that off as someone who had voted. Is when that ballot comes back in, they voted. But what you're saying is they send the ballot back in, and then they go and vote. There are only a handful of states that do it that way. California doesn't have a dual system. You send it in by mail. But I hear what you're saying, without a doubt.
You mean California is a strictly mail-in ballot?
Yeah, three or four states, Utah, Colorado, California, has nothing but mail-in, but they mail everybody a ballot, and then they take them in, and it's chaos in California.
Oh, my God, I never knew that. That's crazy.
It is.
Welcome
to the land of fruit and nuts.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fruit and nuts, I'm a first-time caller, so can I get in on the Sweet Creek drawing here in an hour?
What do you think, Joey?
I think so.
Or less?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be less. If it was an hour, you wouldn't make it. Give me your month and day of birth.
It is October 13th.
All right. Just had a birthday.
Belated birthday.
So have you been to Sweet Creek?
Not yet. You know, I passed by it driving this dump truck that I drive umpteen times, but you can't stop when you're working. So.
There you go. So now, don't call your wife's car a dump truck.
I don't have one of those.
A wife or a car?
Right. I don't have a wife.
Okay. Well, one out of two is not bad. Mike, listen in. We're going to do that drawing from 2:30. And then, you can take your dump truck and park in the dump truck parking lot. They have a truck parking lot.
Somebody I work with sees me, they'll tell on me.
Oh, no. They'll rent you out?
Oh, yeah.
I see guys that are part of the game warden crew. They'll be coming in there, going from a where they've been on the river, and they'll stop in Sweet Creek, get a Cuban sandwich, and then get back in their car and take their boat up to Lake Martin or Lake Jordan.
Right.
So then nobody's writing them out. But I don't know, they may rat you out.
Well, I'll have to go after work if I go, or on Saturday. So.
There you go. Well, get a disguise.
How you going to disguise a dump truck?
What do you say, spray paint it?
You ever seen Dumb and Dumber? You could turn into a big dog. I don't know.
That would be good. Yeah, the big old shaggy dog, the plush carpet dog.
Yeah.
Mike, I appreciate you, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me.
Sleeping with the window open?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm very sensitive to spores and mold and that kind of stuff, and that rain that we had, the mold count went off the charts. My driveway still has standing water in it.
Yeah,
that's how bad it is.
I've noticed some seasonal changes myself,
but I mean my head is clogged up. I feel like I'm talking in a Clorox can or something. But it's definitely the mold, because I'm so sensitive to that from my cancer experience. So I have to look at it every day. And so I had a friend that called and said, I'm not feeling too good. I feel like I a little bit of a fever. And I said, it's allergies, I promise you. The spore count out of 100 is like 86, mold and spore. That's like, we are the mold and spore, as Alan Meadows would tell you, capital of the world. We've got that kind of combination mixture. If you want to go to a place to get an allergy, go to Montgomery, Alabama. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show after this.
Don't even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.